笛卡尔，一个赖床赖了一辈子的人。
Descartes, a man who was a procrastinator for a lifetime.
凭什么成了现代哲学之父？
Why did he become the father of modern philosophy?
因为今天要聊的这个人。
Because the person I'm going to talk about today.
他的思想改变了人类文明的走向。
His ideas changed the course of human civilization.
但他一辈子最著名的习惯不是读书。
But his most famous habit for a lifetime was not reading.
不是写作。
Not writing.
不是做实验。
Not doing experiments.
是赖床。
Procrastination.
他从小体弱多病。
He was sickly from a young age.
被允许每天在床上躺到中午。
He allowed himself to lie in bed until noon every day.
这个习惯保持了一辈子。
This habit has lasted for a lifetime.
他所有改变世界的思想。
His ideas that changed the world.
全是在被窝里想出来的。
All of them were thought of in bed.
后来。
Later.
瑞典女王请他去讲哲学。
The Swedish queen asked him to give a lecture on philosophy.
要求每天早上五点开课。
Require classes to start at 5 a.m. every morning.
一个一辈子没在中午之前起过床的人，硬着头皮。
A person who has never gotten out of bed before noon.
在瑞典的冰天雪地里摸黑。
In the dark, cold and snowy land of Sweden.
出门。
Go out.
不到两年就肺部感染死了。
Died from lung infection in less than 2 years.
他死于早起。
He died in the early morning.
这个人就是勒内·笛卡尔。
E.G. Renjushile Ni Dikar.
今天我们不聊他的某一本书，就聊他这个人。聊他为什么要把所有东西都怀疑一遍，聊他在被窝里发现了什么。
Today, instead of discussing one of his books, let's talk about the person himself and why he questioned everything and what he discovered while lying in bed.
让他成为现代哲学之父，聊他给人生下半场留下的那个最硬核的问题。
Let him be the father of modern philosophy and tell us what the most difficult question he left for the second half of life is.
当你把所有标签都撕掉。
When you tear off all the labels.
你还能不能确认自己是谁？
Can you still confirm who you are?
先说这个人有多奇怪。
Let's start by talking about how strange this person is.
笛卡尔1596年出生在法国。
Descartes was born in France in 1596.
一个贵族家庭。
A noble family.
一出生就体弱多病。
From birth, he was frail and sickly.
所有人都觉得这孩子活不长。
Everyone thought this child wouldn't live long.
他母亲在他一岁时去世了。
His mother died when he was 1 year old.
他后来写道。
He later wrote.
我从母亲那里继承了一种干咳和苍白的脸色。
I inherited a dry cough and pale complexion from my mother.
一直待到了成年。
Stayed until adulthood.
因为身体太差。
Because my body is too weak.
学校对他格外宽容。
The school was very lenient towards him.
他就读的拉弗莱什学校是当时欧洲最好的学校之一。
He attended La Rochelle School, which was one of the best schools in Europe at the time.
所有学生早上五点必须起床做晨课。
All students must get up at 5 a.m. to attend the morning class.
唯独笛卡尔被允许在床上躺到中午。
Only Descartes was allowed to lie in bed until noon.
这个特权改变了他的一生。
This privilege changed his life.
别的孩子在操场上跑步背书。
Other children were running on the playground with books.
笛卡尔在昏暗的宿舍里裹着被子盯着天花板想事情。
Descartes sat in his dimly lit dormitory, wrapped in a blanket, and thought about things.
他后来回忆说,
He later recalled that
那些赖床的早晨,
those lazy mornings
是他一生中最宝贵的时光。
It was the most precious time of his life.
他所有的哲学,
His philosophy,
数学,
mathematics,
物理学,
physics,
思想的种子,
the seed of thought,
全是在那些安静的时刻埋下的。
All of them were buried in those quiet moments.
他不是在偷懒,
He is not slacking off.
他是在工作,
He is working.
只不过他的实验室就是他的床。
However, his laboratory was also his bedroom.
笛卡尔不只是哲学家,
Descartes was not just a philosopher.
还是数学家,
Still a mathematician.
物理学家,
Physicist.
你初中数学课上画的平面直角坐标系,
The coordinate plane you drew in your middle school math class.
X轴和Y轴垂直相交。 那个东西叫笛卡尔坐标系,就是他发明的。
The thing where the x-axis and y-axis intersect vertically is called the Cartesian coordinate system, and it was invented by him.
他在病床上观察天花板飞来的一只苍蝇。
He observed a fly flying across the ceiling in bed.
突然想到,
Suddenly thought of,
如果我用两条垂直的线把房间分成格子,
If I divide the room into squares using two vertical lines,
那这只苍蝇在任何瞬间的位置都可以用两个数字精确表示。 这个想法在今天稀松平常。
That fly can be precisely represented by two numbers at any given moment. This idea is now commonplace.
但在17世纪,
In the 17th century,
他把代数和几何打通了。
He mastered both algebra and geometry.
直接为牛顿和莱布尼茨的微积分铺平了道路。
It directly paved the way for Newton and Leibniz's calculus.
他还在物理学上提出了动量守恒的雏形。
He also proposed a preliminary concept of momentum conservation in physics.
在光学上发现了折射定律。
Discovered the law of refraction in optics.
这些事情全是在他半躺在床上盖着毯子。
These things all happened while he was lying half on the bed, covered in a blanket.
拿着纸笔的状态下完成的。
Completed while holding a pen and paper.
他不是在赖床。
He is not lying in bed.
他是在等世界追上来。
He was waiting for the world to catch up.
成年之后,
After adulthood,
笛卡尔把赖床的爱好精确成了一门艺术。
Descartes perfected the art of procrastination.
醒来之后不马上睁眼。
After waking up, don't immediately open your eyes.
闭着眼睛回顾前一天思考的问题。
Close your eyes and recall the questions you thought about the previous day.
让大脑从睡眠到清醒。
To wake up from sleep.
有一个柔和的过渡。
The gentle overexposure.
然后半坐着,拿起床头的纸笔。
Then he sat down and picked up the pen and paper.
把那些还在意识边缘徘徊的念头记下来。
Record those thoughts that are still lingering on the edge of consciousness.
他有一句很著名的话,
He has a very famous saying.
我思考的最好的时候,
When I think the best,
是睡了一个长觉,
He had a long sleep.
刚刚醒来, 眼睛还没睁开,
Just woke up, my eyes haven't even opened.
身体还是软的时候,
When the body is still soft,
他就是在这种状态下写出了最重要的著作。
He wrote his most important works in this state.
第一,
First,
哲学沉思集,这本书的写作方式非常特别。
The writing style of this book, Philosophical Reflections, is very unique.
他不是正襟危坐。
He wasn't sitting upright.
逐章逐节写出来的学术著作。
A scholarly work written chapter by chapter.
而是六天的沉思日记。
And there are 6 days of reflection diary.
每一天他躺在床上。
Every day he lay in bed.
把脑子里的想法理清楚，一个念头一个念头的展开。
To sort out the thoughts in your mind one by one.
最后写成书。
Write the book.
你读这本书的时候。
When you read this book.
感觉不是在读论文。
It feels like I'm not reading a paper.
是在跟着一个人一起起床。
Follow someone to wake up.
从第一天的彻底怀疑，到第六天的重新建立世界。
From the complete disbelief on the first day to rebuilding the world on the sixth day.
整个过程就像一个人慢慢从沉睡中醒来。
The whole process is like a person slowly waking up from sleep.
从模糊到清晰。
From vague to clear.
从黑暗到光明。
From darkness to light.
那么他在被窝里到底想到了什么？
What was he thinking about in the nest?
他干的这件事是人类思想史上最彻底的一次大扫除。
What he did was the most thorough purge in the history of human thought.
他决定把所有不能百分之百确定的东西全部从脑子里清除出去。
He decided to eliminate all things that he couldn't be absolutely certain about from his mind.
他不相信感官。
He doesn't trust his senses.
因为感官会骗人。
Because our senses can deceive us.
你看到一根筷子插在水里是弯的。
You see a chopstick lying in the water is bent.
拿出来是直的。
Straight.
你的眼睛在骗你。
Your eyes are deceiving you.
你做了一辈子梦，梦里的事情。
You've been dreaming of doing this all your life.
当时都觉得很真实。
At that time, everyone thought it was very real.
你怎么确定你现在不是在做梦？
How do you know you're not dreaming right now?
你现在拿着手机看这个视频。
You are now holding a phone to watch this video.
你觉得很清醒。
I feel very clear-headed.
但你有没有做过那种特别真实的梦，在梦里
？But have you ever had a dream that was so real?
你也在看手机
？Are you also looking at your phone?
也觉得一切都是真的，醒来才发现那是梦。
I realized that everything was real, but then I woke up and it was just a dream.
你凭什么确定现在不是另一个更长的梦？笛卡尔说。
What makes you think that this isn't just another long dream? Descartes said.
你没法确定，他不相信记忆。
You can't determine that he doesn't believe in memory.
因为记忆会篡改事实。
Because memory can be altered to change the facts.
你跟爱人回忆同一件事。
You and your lover reminisce about the same thing.
你们说的完全不一样。
You're saying something completely different.
你跟同事复盘同一个项目。
You and your colleagues reviewed the same project.
对谁说了什么
？What did I say to whom?
谁做了什么？记忆。
Who did what memory?
天差地别，记忆。
Vast difference in memory.
不是摄像机。
Not a camera.
记忆
Memory
是一个一边放一边剪辑的导演
A director who directs while filming
每一次回放都是一次重新创作
Every replay is a new creation
他更不相信权威
He doesn't trust authority
当时欧洲所有大学都还在用亚里士多德的物理学已经用了1000多年
At that time, all universities in Europe had been using Aristotle's physics for over 1000 years.
笛卡尔说，不对。
Descartes said wrong.
亚里士多德说，重的东西。
Aristotle said, heavy things are heavy.
下落得快。
The fall is fast.
轻的东西下落得慢。
The slower the falling of something, the lighter it is.
这跟实验对不上。
This doesn't match the experiment.
把一千多年的权威推倒。
Summarize 1,000 years of authoritative research.
这需要多大的胆量？
How much courage is needed?
笛卡尔有，他把这些东西全部清空。
Descartes cleared everything out.
就像一个程序员
，like a programmer，
把整个系统格式化了一样。
Format the entire system.
然后他问自己
，and he asked himself。
当我把所有能怀疑的东西都怀疑完了
，Once I've doubted everything, I'm done.
还有没有一样东西是我不能怀疑的
？Is there anything I can't doubt?
这个问题的答案就是人类思想史上最著名的五个字。
The answer to this question is the most famous 5 words in human history.
我思故我在，它不只是我思考。
I miss you, not just thinking about you.
所以我存在，这么简单。
That's all there is to it.
笛卡尔的意思是这样的。
Descartes meant that.
我可以怀疑一切，我的眼睛是不是在骗我
？I can doubt everything. Could my eyes be deceiving me?
我的身体是不是真的存在
？Is my body really real?
整个外部世界是不是一个巨大的幻觉？
Is the entire external world a giant illusion?
但当我怀疑的时候
，But when I doubted,
我必然在思考，而思考的那个东西
，I must be thinking about that thing.
那个正在进行怀疑活动的我必须存在。
The one who is engaged in doubting must exist.
因为如果我不存在
，Because if I don't exist.
我就不可能再进行怀疑。
I can't doubt anymore.
所以，我思是我在的铁证。
I am the iron evidence.
你可以说世界是假的。
You can say the world is fake.
身体是假的。
The body is an illusion.
一切感知都是假的。
All perception is false.
但你说这一切是假的这句话的时候。
But when you say that all of this is fake,
说这句话的那个你必须是真的。
The one who said this must be true.
他把所有东西都拆光了。
He disassembled everything.
最后找到了那块。
Finally found it.
再也拆不掉的基石。
Unbreakable foundation.
那个正在思考的我，这块基石有多重要？
How important is the foundation I'm thinking about?
在笛卡尔之前
，Before Descartes，
真理的最终来源是圣经和亚里士多德。笛卡尔做了一件极其危险的事。
The ultimate source of truth is the Bible and Aristotle. Descartes did something extremely dangerous.
他把所有这些外部权威。
He took all these external authorities.
威从真理的鉴定席上赶了下去。
Dropped out of the debate on truth.
让每一个人的理性成了最终的法官。
Let everyone be the ultimate judge of reason.
不是某个权威。
Not an authority.
说什么是真的，什么。
Tell me what is true and what is not.
就是真的，不是笛卡尔说什么是真的，什么。
It's really not Descartes saying what is true and what is not.
就是真的，是你自己用你自己的脑子想清楚了。
That's really what you need to do. Think it through yourself.
然后你认可的那件事，对你来说就是真的。这就是现代性的起点。
Then what you recognize as true is true for you. This is the beginning of modernity.
后来所有的科学革命、启蒙运动、人权宣言
，Later all the scientific revolutions, the Enlightenment, and the Declaration of Human Rights，
逻辑根基都在这里。康德
，The foundation of logic is here。
后来把它叫做敢于运用你自己的理智。
Later, it was called Dare to Use Your Own Reason.
法国大革命的口号背后也是同一个逻辑。
The slogans of the French Revolution also follow the same logic.
每一个人都可以自己思考。
Everyone can think for themselves.
所以每一个人都值得被尊重。
Therefore, everyone deserves to be respected.
一个赖床的法国人在被窝里给全世界每一个人发了一张许可证。
A lazy Frenchman lay in bed and issued a permit to everyone in the world.
你可以，而且必须，自己为自己的真理负责。
You must take responsibility for your own truth.
但这只是笛卡尔做的一半事情。
But this is only half of what Descartes did.
他把所有东西拆光之后，
After he disassembled everything,
还要把世界重新建起来。
Still need to rebuild the world.
他从我思故我再出发。
He started from my thoughts, then from my ideas.
推导出了新物二元。
Derived a new ambivalent theory.
论，我是一个思考的东西。
I'm a thinking thing.
我的身体是另一个东西。
My body is another thing.
心是心，物。
Heart is the heart.
是物。
Is a thing.
心灵
mind
没有重量
no weight
没有颜色
no color
没有形状
no shape
但你能感受到你的思想
but you can feel your thoughts
情感
motions
怀疑意愿
doubt
而身体笛卡尔说
Descartes said that the body is
它只是一台机器
It's just a machine.
骨头是杠杆。
Bone is a lever.
肌肉是绳索。
Muscles are ropes.
心脏是泵，血管。
The heart is a pump for the blood vessels.
是管道。
Is a pipe.
动物。
Animals.
也是机器。
Also a machine.
没有心灵。
No soul.
只有物理反应，人不同。人在这台机器里住着一个灵魂。
Only the physical body is different from person to person, and each person has a soul in this machine.
这个想法在当时是爆炸性的。
This idea was explosive at the time.
他把肉体和灵魂一刀劈开。
He cleaved the body and soul in two.
给了科学一个巨大的方便。
Provided a great convenience for science.
把身体当成纯粹的物理对象来研究。
Treat the body as a purely physical object to study.
不用管灵魂的事，现代医学、解剖学、神经科学能发展起来。
Modern medical anatomy and neuroscience can develop without worrying about the soul.
从哲学上就是从这一刀开始的。
From a philosophical perspective, it starts with this cut.
但他也留下了一个难题。
But he also left a problem.
既然心和物是两个完全不同的实体。
Since mind and matter are two completely different entities.
他们怎么互动？
How do they interact?
你想抬胳膊？
I want to lift my arm.
胳膊就抬起来了。
The arm was raised.
一个没有重量的思想。
An idea without weight.
怎么推动一个有几斤重的肢体？笛卡尔也解释不了。
How to promote a body that weighs several pounds and cannot be explained by Descartes.
他猜测大脑里有一个叫松果腺的小东西。
He guessed that there was a small thing called the pineal gland in the brain.
是接头点
The meeting point
但没人真正满意
But no one was truly satisfied
这个问题一直留到了今天
This problem has been lingering until today
但他从另一个方向给了我们一把钥匙
But he gave us another key from another direction
这把钥匙跟人生下半场的关系极大
This key is like the turning point in life.
既然心灵和身体是两样东西
Since the mind and body are two different things.
那就意味着你身体在干什么。
That means your body is doing something.
不等于你心里在想什么。
Does it mean you don't think what you say?
你的身体坐在会议室里点头。
Your body sits in the meeting room nodding.
你的心可能在天涯海角，反过来也一样。
Your heart may be in the far corners of the world.
你的身体衰老了。
Your body is aging.
行动不变了。
The action remains unchanged.
你的心可以完全不接受。
Your heart can be completely rejected.
这个定义，膝盖不能爬山了。
This definition means that the knee cannot climb the mountain.
但你坐在椅子上闭上眼睛。
But you sit on the chair and close your eyes.
你可以爬任何一座山，笛卡尔。
You can climb any mountain, Descartes.
自己就是活体实验品。
I am the living experiment.
他身体不好。
He has a bad health.
经常生病。
Often sick.
但从来不让身体的状况。
But never let the condition of the body.
定义精神面貌。
Define the appearance.
他在给朋友的信里写过。
He wrote in his heart to his friend,
只要我有能力思考,
as long as I have the ability to think,
我就有能力快乐。
I have the ability to be happy.
这不是鸡汤。
This is not a platitude.
这是心物二元论的自然结论。思考的那个我是自由的。
This is a natural conclusion of the mind-body dualism.I am thinking, therefore I am free.
不受制于物理。
Unconstrained by physics.
因果链条。到了下半场。
The causal chain extended into the second half.
身体开始走下坡路的时候。
When the body starts to decline.
这个区分就变得极。
This distinction becomes very pronounced.
其实用，你的身体不再是你的边界。
In fact, your body is no longer a boundary.
你的心灵可以远比身体活得更大。
Your mind can be much more alive than your body.
那这套东西怎么落地？
How to implement this?
你可以跟着笛卡尔做一遍。
You can follow Descartes to do it.
先把所有外在标签全部撕掉。
Not all external labels are removed.
不是你的名字。
Not your name.
名字是别人起的。
The name was given by someone else.
不是你的职位，职位。
Not your job title.
明天可能就没了。
Tomorrow I might be gone.
不是你的存款。
Not your deposit.
不是你的房子。
Not your house.
不是你在社会里的任何角色。
You are not a role in society.
把这些全撕掉之后。
After tearing all of these up.
你还剩什么？
What do you have left?
剩下的是一个正在做这件事的思考的。
The remaining is a thought about what is being done.
我，那个东西别人谁也拿不走。
That thing, no one else can get it.
你可能会恐慌。
You might panic.
觉得自己什么都不是了。
I feel like I'm nothing.
以前你是经理。
You are not the manager.
是父亲。
Father.
是某个组织里有头有脸的人。
He is a prominent figure in a certain organization.
现在全拿掉。
Take it all out.
你站在镜子面前看到的那个人是谁？
Who are you when you stand in front of the mirror?
很多人害怕退休。
Many people are afraid of retirement.
就是这个原因。
This is the reason.
不是怕不工作。
Not afraid of not working.
是怕撕掉职位。
Afraid of losing the position.
标签之后。
After the tag.
镜子里那个人他们不认识了。
The person in the mirror, they don't recognize them.
所以拼命维持那些标签。
So desperately maintain those labels.
签， 哪怕身体已经吃不消了。
Even if my body is already exhausted,
心里已经枯竭了。
My heart is already exhausted,
也要死守。
Also die,
守着位置不放。
Hold your position,
不是因为那个位置有多好。
Not because that position is so good,
是因为他们不知道标签撕完之后自己还剩什么。笛卡尔说，你怕什么？你还在呀。
Because they didn't know what was left after the label was torn off, Descartes said, "What are you afraid of? You're still here."
那个害怕什么都不是的你。
The one who is afraid of nothing.
你就是最真实的你。
You are the most real.
你不是因为你有一个职位。
You are not because you have a position.
所以你存在，是因为你在思考这个问题。
So, you exist because you are thinking about this question.
所以你存在，你把拥有什么和是什么混淆了。
So, you exist because you confuse what you have with what you are.
你拥有职位。
You have a position.
拥有存款。
Having savings.
拥有社会关系。
Have social relationships.
但你不是这些东西。
But you are not these things.
这个思路推到极致。
If this idea is taken to its extreme,
就是你下半场最大的安全感。
That's your biggest comfort in the second half.
别人可以拿走你的钱。
Others can take your money.
你的地位。
Your status.
你的健康，没有人能拿走。
No one can take away your health.
你对这一切的判断。
Your judgment on all this.
你对一件事的看法是你最后的主权。
Your opinion on a matter is your ultimate sovereignty.
你保住了他。
You saved him.
你就保住了自己。
You have saved yourself.
别人可以把你关起来。
Others can imprison you.
但关不住你对自由的思考。
But I can't keep you from thinking about freedom.
别人可以贬低你。
Others can belittle you.
但贬低不了你对自己的认识。
But you can't belittle your own understanding.
笛卡尔自己就是这么活的。
Descartes lived like this.
他生前因为新物二元论被盯上，书。
He was targeted by a book about the new materialism, which he had written.
被列为禁书。
Listed as prohibited books.
思想被骂成一端。
Ideas are condemned as heresy.
他没有像伽利略那样被迫下跪。
He didn't have to kneel like Galileo did.
他选择了躲，他搬到荷兰。
He chose to hide and moved to the Netherlands.
住在一个小城市里。
Living in a small town.
换了十几次住所。
I have changed my address 10 times.
连最亲近的朋友都不知道他住在哪里。
Even his closest friends didn't know where he lived.
他把自己活成了一个隐士。
He lived his life as a hermit.
但他的精神完全没有被禁锢。
But his spirit was not confined.
他在那些租来的小房间里继续思考。
He continued to think in those rented rooms.
写作。给全欧洲回信，讨论哲学。
Write a letter to the entire European Union discussing philosophy.
他在信中说。
He said in the letter that.
我只有一个愿望。
I have only one wish.
那就是不被任何人打扰。
That's to say, no one can disturb it.
安静地度过余生。
Spend the rest of my life in peace.
他做到了。身体可以搬家。
He did what the body can move.
心灵可以不动。
Mind can't move.
社会可以禁止他的书。
Society can ban his book.
禁止不了他脑子里的念头。
He couldn't stop the thoughts in his mind.
这就是笛卡尔式的自由。
This is the Cartesian freedom.
说到这儿。
At this point,
必须聊聊那个被无数人误解的。
Let's talk about the one that has been misunderstood by so many.
二元论在生活中是怎么坑人的？人
How does dualism trick people in life?
太容易把身体当成全部的自己了。
It's so easy to treat your body as the whole of yourself.
脸老了
Face is old.
就觉得自己没价值
I feel worthless.
体力差了
He is physically weak.
就觉得活着没意思了
I just feel that life is meaningless, and I'm dying.
很多人那里，身
In many people's eyes,
身体是主人，灵
The body is the master.
灵魂是仆人。
Soul is a servant.
笛卡尔说法
Descartes said, turned.
身体是仆从，灵魂是君王。
The body is the servant, and the soul is the king.
君王不应该被仆从牵着走。
A king should not be led by his servants.
年轻时
In my youth,
身体好
good health,
灵魂跟着沾光。到下半场
the soul followed and was exposed in the second half.
身体这个仆从开始罢工了。
The body as a servant has begun to strike.
楼梯爬不动了。
I can't climb the stairs anymore.
眼睛看不清了。
I can't see clearly.
这时候君王不应该唉声叹气。
At this time, the king should not sigh and complain.
觉得自己完了。君王应该拍拍仆从的肩膀说辛苦了。
I feel like I'm finished. The king should pat his servant on the shoulder and say, thank you for your hard work.
歇着吧
Rest
剩下的是我来
It's up to me now
最后说他的死
Finally he said about his death
1649年
1649
笛卡尔53岁
Descartes was 53 years old
住在荷兰
Living in the Netherlands
已经出了名瑞典女王克里斯蒂娜派人来请他当哲学老师笛卡尔不想去。
He had already been invited by Queen Christina of Sweden to be her philosophical teacher, but Descartes refused.
他晚年最怕两件事。
He was most afraid of two things in his later years.
早起和寒冷。
Early rising and cold.
瑞典两样都有。
Sweden has both.
但女王太执着。
But the queen was too obsessed.
甚至派了一艘军舰来接他。
Even sent a warship to pick him up.
他最终去了。女王给他的唯一硬性规定是每周三天早上五点开始上课。
He finally went to the only hard rule that the queen gave him was to attend classes three times a week, starting at 5 a.m.
课，北欧的冬天凌晨四点多就要起床。
His morning in the Nordic region starts at 4:30 a.m.
在冰天雪地里走到王宫。
Walked to the palace in the icy and snowy land.
一个一辈子没在中午之前起过床的人，在零下几十度的黑暗里穿行。
A person who has never woken up before noon wanders in the darkness of sub-zero temperatures.
1650年1月
January 1650
他上课不到四个月就感染了肺炎。
He contracted pneumonia just 4 months after starting school.
2月11日
February 11th
他死了。
He died.
他死于早起
He died in the early morning.
死于离开他的被窝
Died while leaving his nest.
他死后整个欧洲都在讲他的思想
After his death, his ideas were discussed throughout Europe.
我思故我在成了每一个哲学系学生的必修课
I think, therefore I am, is a must read for every student in the philosophy department.
他的普遍怀疑方法
His general method of doubt
直接催生了现代科学精神
directly gave rise to the modern scientific spirit
他叫笛卡尔
He is named Descartes.
一个因为赖床而改变世界的人。
A person who changed the world because of being a procrastinator.
最后因为不能赖床而死去。
Finally, because I couldn't get out of bed, I died.
这个结局有一种极其古怪的对称感。
This ending has a very peculiar sense of symmetry.
他用一辈子证明了在床上思考的价值。
He proved the value of thinking in bed for a lifetime.
最后用死证明了。
Finally, it was proven beyond any doubt.
有些人是真的不能早起。
Some people really can't wake up early.
这就是笛卡尔留给人生下半场的东西。
That's what Descartes left for the second half of life.
叔
Uncle,
叔本华让你放下执念，修魔。
This practice will help you let go of attachments and achieve enlightenment.
让你别较真，尼采。
Don't be so serious, Nietzsche.
让你拥抱痛苦，笛卡尔。
Embrace the pain, Descartes.
让你停下来。
Stop.
回到你唯一确定的那件事上。
Go back to the only thing you're sure about.
你还能思考。
Can you think?
不管外面发生什么。
No matter what happens outside.
你还能想。
Can you think?
只要你在想。
As long as you think.
你就在。这是任何人都夺不走的最后的自由。
This is the last freedom that no one can take away from you.
如果明天你所有的身份标签都被撕掉。
If tomorrow all your identity labels are torn away.
你还知道你是谁吗？
Do you still know who you are?
我是小书虫。
I am a bookworm.
我们下期见。
See you next time.